Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads and pray? Father, we thank you for another wonderful opportunity to share your word. We ask for the blessing of your spirit upon our gathering this morning. We ask, Lord, that you will anoint this meeting.
Yes, amen.
Anoint our heads with fresh oil. Let our cups run over today. Anoint us this morning with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Let the eyes of our understanding, the eyes of our inner man be opened. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let understanding come to us. Father, cause us to lay hold upon the word that you are giving to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, Lord, that you will quicken us into an understanding of the thoughts of your heart. Cause us to apprehend the reason for which Jesus Christ apprehended us. Bless your name this morning. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for a fresh opportunity.
We thank God, thank you for this fresh opportunity
to lay hold upon the thoughts of God.
For now we grip God in thinking.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is something in the heart of God for us.
Something then that God in act for we.
Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of God enables us to lay hold upon that thing.
The Holy Spirit and they give you power for make we all and grip and understand that thing.
Amen.
Amen.
So that we can become co-laborers with God.
So that we will be workman them together with Papa God.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, my Father is working and I am working.
Jesus said, my Papa the work and myself the work.
Amen.
Amen.
So what I see my Father do, that is what I am doing.
And what I see my Papa they do, I myself they do.
Amen.
Amen.
That is the only way you can get a reward for your labor.
Now the only way that day you can get paid for what you they do.
Amen.
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 I want us to look at 2 Kings chapter 19.
I want us to look at 2 Kings chapter 19.
Sorry, 2 Samuel chapter 19, please.
No, Lord, turn to 2 Samuel chapter 19.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Samuel chapter 19.
2 Samuel 19.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to read from verse 9.
I want us to begin reading from verse 9.
2 Samuel chapter 19, we'll read from verse 9.
2 Samuel 19, verse 9.
Amen.
Amen.
And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, the king saved us out of the hand of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines, and now he is fled out of the land for Absalom. And Absalom, who we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now, therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing back the king? Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Of bringing the king back. And praise the Lord. And King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, saying, speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house? Seeing the speech of all Israel is come to the king, even to his house. Ye are my brethren, ye are my bones and my flesh. Wherefore then are ye the last to bring back the king, or to bring the king back? Praise the name of the Lord. And said ye to Amasa, art thou not of my bone and of my flesh? God do so to me and more also, if thou be not captain of the host before me continually in the room of Joab. And he bowed the hearts of all the men of Judah, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent this day word unto the king, return, thou and all thy servants. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the king returned and came to Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over Jordan. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I would like to share a little thought with us this morning.
Verse 19, we read from verse 9 to 15. That same day, the people wake up now, all the Israel tremble, bin they ask you. They say, Na King David pull them, na their enemy, their hand, and free them from the Philistine them, but Absalom don't make he run away. And now he Absalom, where them pick for himself for be the king, don't go die now. So we can make the non know, the non they talk about how from go bring King David back. King David sent word to Zadok and Abiathar when I man them when they make sacrifice for people's sin. He said, then for ask the big one them, na Judah, if them for be the last group, na Israel, where for ask the king for come back na yours. Since the king don't hear you waiting all the other one then, they say. The king say, then for tell the big one them, na Judah, say, if they were nine brother them, in your flesh and blood, for which say them be the last one. Therefore ask them for come nine oaths. Then back David tell them for tell Amasa, say they all true na fumble and say make Papa God lay David alaki if he no lay Amasa take Joab in place as commander Naomi. The word where David sent so touch the people them that they make one word and send word back to them say make he and a man then come want him. So the king and a man then come to reach River Jordan. That same day the man then na Judah don't go for go meet the king na Gilgal. So they make he cross River Jordan.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It was stopped at verse 15. No. Where did we stop? Okay, verse 14. Okay, verse 15. We stopped at 15. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to be looking at something this morning.
When they can look something this morning.
That is crucial.
Where important stronger one.
Hallelujah. In the business that we have with God.
Now that business where we and God get.
Amen.
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 It is the center of God's issue with His church.
Now the thing that we see the middle from God in church.
Amen.
Amen.
And everything we are talking about.
Always do they talk about.
Revolves around this matter.
They turn around this dinosaur.
Amen.
Amen.
It is the place of the Lord's position in the midst of His people.
Now the place where God gets inside in people.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this is what the church is all about.
Now, that's church business debut.
Amen.
Amen.
The position of the Lord in the midst of his people.
That role where God gets to play inside in people.
Amen.
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 Now, we've just read the concluding part of a very long story.
We just don't need the inside for one long, long story.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where David, the king of Israel,
Usai David, when an Israeli king,
had to vacate his kingdom.
Come out, left in, run away, left in kingdom.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Because his people rose up one morning.
Because the people then grabbed one morning
and said, "We don't want you anymore."
And they said, "We don't want to be king over we again."
Amen.
Amen.
We have chosen another king.
We don't choose other kings.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 We've chosen another king.
We don't get other kings.
And so David had to pack his bag.
So David packed his bag then.
And he had to ask a question.
He asked the one question.
Who is going with me?
Who does they follow me?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
And some men said, "We are going with you."
Some men said, "We will follow you."
Praise the name of the Lord. And David had to leave Jerusalem.
David began to left Jerusalem.
He had to get out of this kingdom.
He left in kingdom where he began.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
So because of this situation, the king was denied his place of influence and government in his kingdom.
The king, they don't grieve for letting take him place as king where they rule their government.
Amen.
Amen.
They were no longer responding to the king.
They're not being the yelling king word again.
They were responding to another.
Then another person they listen to.
Amen.
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 This is something that happened thousands of years ago.
Now something will be thousand years.
What does this story have to do with you?
What did this story get to do with you?
Amen.
Amen.
Now we know that the Bible is a prophetic book.
Yes. We submitted this Bible. Now book where they talk about three we get for peace.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's not just a storybook.
Not a storybook.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is God's word to you.
Now God in word where they talk to you.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now this thing that happened in the time past.
Then thing that Yahweh be, then BMBN them.
Is also happening today.
It will be today, today.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it relates to you and me as the people of God.
And it will touch you and me as God in people name.
That's why the Bible says that those things were written to us for an example.
Maybe the Bible says that thing that they write them as example to we.
Unto us, unto whom the ends of the age has come.
So we, where the world, where they can don't meet up.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the king was forced to leave his kingdom.
So the king then forced and for he left his kingdom.
Because another came and said, "I am now the king."
Because other one came and said, "Now me not the king now."
And the majority of Israel went after that one.
And the poku people then fell out that other mandate.
Amen.
Amen.
Only a few went with the true kings.
Now 2-3 people no more fell out the real king.
Very few.
2-3.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Very few.
2-3.
Amen.
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 There was a rebellion.
Rebel business kind side.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's start the story this way.
So now begin the story this kind way.
Amen.
Amen.
When God created man.
When God make mortal man.
We have been looking at the tabernacle.
We've been done the look, the tabernacle.
Now, if you have been following the teaching since this conference started.
If you don't follow the teaching from where we begin.
We have learned that God made man spirit, soul, and what? And body.
We don't learn that God made mortal man spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
Amen.
We have also learned that man is a soul.
We don't learn same way soul, say mortal man in real self, nine soul.
He has a spirit.
He gets spirit.
He has a body.
And he gets body.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
With my spirit.
With my spirit.
I relate to the spirit world.
And they get communication with the spirit world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Without your spirit, you cannot relate to God.
Without you not get your spirit, you and God not go to talk.
Amen.
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 You cannot hear God.
You not go able to hear God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot respond to God.
You not go be able to act waiting God say.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So as far as the spirit world is concerned, you are dead.
So as far as the world, when the spiritual world concerned, you not die, man.
Amen.
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 You live in this world.
You talk in this world, yeah?
This physical world.
This world, yeah, so old, yeah, so?
Because you have a body.
What you do? Because you get body.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you didn't have a body.
If you not been get body.
You couldn't exist in this world.
You not been for tapping at this world yet so.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as long as your spirit and your body are joined together.
So once your spirit and your body then join together.
You are physically alive.
You stay alive in this world.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But there is a part of a man.
But one side of a mortal man.
Which is his soul.
When a mortal man is soul.
Amen.
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 Now inside this part of a man.
Inside this mortal man soul.
God designed a chamber.
God make one chamber. That's not place.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A room for himself.
One place when I like a room for himself.
Where he plans to live a man forever.
When I they plan for trap inside mortal man, say to go.
Amen.
Amen.
Now whoever occupies that chamber.
Any person where God trap inside that room or place there.
Controls the man.
Now he they control mortal man thinking.
Amen.
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 Your soul is the seat of your person, your character, who you are.
This soul, when you get, now the seat place of how you turn, who that you be.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that chamber, God designed it for himself.
That place, that room, that God make and for his business.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want us to read Revelation chapter 4. I just laid this as a little foundation.
I just said, ladies, don't follow, understand. I want to read Revelation chapter 4.
Amen. Amen. Because we are talking about the king and his throne.
Because we do the talk today, now about the king and the king is in one place.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The king's sit on place. Amen.
Yeah.
Where the king wants to sit on.
Where the king wants to sit.
Amen. Yeah. He wants to sit there forever.
The king wants to sit on there. Take go.
Amen.
Amen.
He says that this place is my rest forever.
He said this place, now yes, so I go get blow.
Amen.
Amen.
So here I will dwell.
Now yes, so I will tap.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 4.
Revelation chapter 4.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 I'm going to read one or two verses there.
I will read one or two verses there.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Okay, let me start reading from verse 1.
I will begin it from verse 1.
It says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you the things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat on the throne was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thundering and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts or living creatures full of eyes before and behind. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, I'll stop here. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you have also been listening,
if you've been done the listening
through this conference,
throughout this conference,
you will realize,
you will catch up there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That these four living creatures,
that them four creatures there, we get life from them.
Speak about your soul.
It will talk about your soul.
Amen.
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 In the midst of these four creatures,
middle these four creatures that we get life,
there was a throne.
Sidon place been dead.
And one sat on the throne.
And thought if Sidon had this Sidon place for rule.
One like unto the Son of Man.
Thought he went fever, God in picking.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John saw a vision.
John see vision
of the thought of God.
Is he waiting God a thing?
Amen.
Amen.
God wants to put his throne in your soul.
God wants to put in his place inside your soul.
Amen.
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 He wants to become the center of your life.
He wants to be the one with the middle for control your life.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Those living creatures were occupied with the person that sat on the throne.
Then creatures that will get life, now the person will be thrown at the throne, they control them.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The mind was occupied with the man on the throne.
The mind, the thinking, it is busy, but the person will be thrown at the throne. What do you tell them?
Amen.
Amen.
The emotion was occupied with the man on the throne.
The way when the person is filled, if the apple pine waiting the person is thrown at the throne, they tell him.
The desire was occupied with the man upon the throne.
The waiting you want, if the apple pan waiting the person is thrown at the throne, they tell him.
The will was occupied with the man upon the throne.
The waiting you don't make up for two, if the apple pan the person is thrown at the throne, they waiting, they tell him.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now that is God's mind for you and for me.
Now that is God's thing. God is thinking for you and me.
Amen.
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 There is also another who wants to sit on that throne.
But other person there, we want to sit on that throne.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He also wants to occupy the same throne.
He just wants to sit on that throne place.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so this is what the battle is all about.
So this all fit. Now but this is the boss.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now having said this,
so as I don't talk this done,
we'll go back to the beginning.
Let me go back from where things start.
When man sinned against God,
when man sinned against Papa God,
he rejected God.
He pushed God to mort.
Amen.
Amen.
And chose another king.
And he chose other kings.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now there's something you need to learn about God.
Something the way you need for serving God.
Everything you do with God.
Everything way you they do with Papa God.
Must be by your choice.
Now that now you for choose say I want do one or I no do one.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God will not force you.
God never force nobody.
Amen.
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 Whoever will sit on that throne.
Who that no more go sit on by that throne there.
Will be by your own choice.
It will be now you will decide saying that this is what I want
to do. You will have to choose this day whom you will serve.
You will choose today who that you will serve.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now having said that, let's turn our minds to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
So as I don't talk this, so go on to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And see how we can bring these two stories together.
And see how can bring these two stories come together.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Now, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Now, I believe this scripture is familiar to you.
I believe that you study this scripture.
Amen.
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 Now, somebody wrote a letter to the church in Thessalonica.
Somebody wrote a letter to the church where Tapna Thessalonica.
He claimed to be Paul.
Where talk say in a Paul.
Amen.
Amen.
And he was telling them that the day of the Lord had come.
And tell them say God in day don't reach.
Amen.
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 Now that letter put the church into a lot of confusion.
That letter day make confusion enter inside the church.
If the day of the Lord has come.
If God in day don't reach.
And I'm still like this.
And I still fever. I would have fever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It means everything we have been taught is a lie.
It means that all the things they don't teach me. Lie.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have been deceived.
They don't like us. They don't fool we.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody was being mischievous somewhere.
Somebody don't run mouth and don't fool in other company.
Amen.
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 Now Paul was writing this letter to tell them.
Paul been write this letter for tell them.
That I did not write that letter.
Say not of me write this letter.
Ignore the letter.
Not pity, not look the letter.
But let me also tell you.
But let me make I tell you.
Hallelujah. That the day of the Lord, before it comes.
Say God in day, before it reach.
That there is something very definite that will take place in the church.
Something very clear get for happen inside the church.
And that is the substance of what we're going to be talking about.
And at that day we can put to attention.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's read. Verse 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 1. It says, now we beseech you brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember ye. Okay, go on. Okay, let me read. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his appearing. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We'll just stop here. We'll continue.
We go tap now and we'll continue. Me Christian people then, some people they talk say, the day when the master go come and gather we all round him say, don't come. But are they beg una, make una, not make them confuse una, or make una worry. If waiting una they think, no right. Sometimes people mean say, now when we dey talk the word where God tell we for talk, now we talk say the day when the master for come don't come. Or now when we dey learn people of God, now we talk true. Or now later I write that. Make nobody not make una fool. The day when the master for come, where go come back. No go come. So say, the same way plenty people will turn them back from God, and so say the one way they face God, show himself. In way God will dwell altogether na hell. The one way they face God, no go take them thing and then no go take them thing. Then sing and then sing it where people they pray to make nothing. I will still say it gets power past all. But all them sing there and he will sit down. Now God in oath and say, in now God. Una no member, I've been tell.
You stop the traffic sign.
Okay, praise the Lord. Let's stop there. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul was trying to pass one single message across to the people of God.
Paul been trying to pass one great message to the people of God.
That before the coming of the Lord.
And the message now, before Christ come back.
That there is one thing that will characterize the church at that time.
One thing would be all about not the church.
Praise the name of the Lord.
That's it. Yeah.
He called it a falling away.
He called them, then would they turn them back and they do rebel business by God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Now the word that is translated falling away.
That word where they use for translate this word for turn them back from God.
Is a word that means rebellion.
That word there, it means rebel.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It means a revolt against a constituted authority.
It means that they kidnap and come against the power we don't put there, not so it for be.
Amen.
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 Now, I want us to follow this very closely.
I want to pay your attention to what they say.
Because we're not dealing with something outside the church.
Because we're not dealing with something where they're outside of the church.
We're dealing with something that is happening in the church.
When they talk about something where they be right now in the church.
Amen.
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 Now, in Africa.
In Africa.
If you have a government.
If you get government.
Sometimes you have what you call a military coup.
Sometimes you get what you call a coup.
Amen.
Amen.
Some people within the system.
Some people inside the system.
Arise and overthrow the those in authority.
They can grab and say, we will they go, will they come against the one that they're in authority.
And seek to establish themselves in authority.
And they can try for saying, now we, now the leader now, now the country.
Amen.
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 Now, when a time like that arises,
when same like a day happens,
the people in that country,
the people that were in that country, they
have a decision to make.
Then get what decide something.
Amen.
Amen.
They have to decide which group they are going to support.
Then they will decide whose group then go they be in.
Whether you are going to live or die.
Election them go kill now, una go live or.
May depend on the choice that you make at that time.
It will depend on what you choose for do that thing.
Amen.
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 Paul is saying to us.
Paul, they tell we say.
That there is going to be a revolt.
Say, same they come when people and they grab up and snap against God.
In fact, from what he says, it's already working.
What did they say that it don't begin?
That the spirit of rebellion is already at work in the church.
Rebel speak. Don't begin there inside the church.
There is a spirit that is rising up.
One spirit they grab.
Challenging the headship of Christ in the church.
Then they challenge Jesus Christ in power. Saying that we demand.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to look at this matter.
We want to look inside this talk here.
So that you can also examine yourself.
So that you yourself you will watch yourself.
And be sure where you are standing.
And just for no outside thing.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not a matter of which church you belong to.
Not to whose church you date.
It's a matter of your position in relation to the head.
The talk, real talk now, waiting at your position before Papa God.
And in relation to the rebellion that is going on now.
And what part you get from this rebel when I enter now inside the church.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to read you another story, Luke chapter 19.
And they can't read one other story to you now, Luke 19.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 19.
Luke chapter 19.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to read from verse 11.
Luke 19, 11.
Amen.
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 And as they heard these things, he added and spoke a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. Praise the Lord. Can you read that?
As the people then listen, Jesus told one other parable, because he been there close Jerusalem, and the people then, the men say, God will come and rule them one thing.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the people of Israel had a problem with the ministry of Jesus.
Israel people then may get problem with how God will work with them.
They were looking for a political leader.
Within the Yoya in Japan, now look for the political demand them where they come for them.
They had a lot of problems with the Romans.
Then they get a problem with the Roman people then.
And they were looking for somebody to come and deliver them from their problems with Rome.
Then they look for person where they can pull them from the wall where they get with their Roman people then.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were looking for a miracle worker.
Then they look for person where they make miracle.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who will wave his hand?
Wave the hand.
And Rome will disappear.
And that place where they go home, it will disappear.
Amen.
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 Somebody who would be doing miracles.
Somebody who is going to do miracles.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And solve all their material problems.
We can solve all their problems when they get at the wall.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want you to listen carefully.
I want you to listen stronger.
Because we're dealing with something that is happening today.
Because we deal with something where they be now today.
Amen.
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 Now, Jesus was going to Jerusalem.
Jesus been the go na Jerusalem.
And they thought he was going there to establish a political kingdom.
And what did they think? They said they go there for go make in your government.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus now had to tell them this story.
Then Jesus tell them this story.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at the story.
Listen to this story.
Verse 12. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Amen.
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 He was to receive a kingdom and he was to return. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he called his 10 servants and he delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Amen.
Amen.
Now, but look at verse 14. But his citizens, who?
Who that them?
His citizens.
In people them, who that them? In
his
country people.
Own country people. His own people did what now? Hated him. Amen.
Amen.
And sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's start this way. Who is this king?
Let me begin for talk. Who that's not the king?
Anybody?
Jesus.
Really?
You sure that Jesus is the king?
Are we sure of this? Are we sure?
Yes.
That this is Jesus.
We shouting at Jesus and they talk on Naya.
Okay, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, who were his citizens?
Who that then at the country? People. The people that were be shouting at the country.
Anybody?
The church.
I want to hear. Are we agreed on that?
Yes. We agree, but waiting with brother they talk. He said the church.
Yes. If Jesus is that king.
If not Jesus, not that king name.
Who are his citizens?
other than the country people,
the Israelites, the church. Praise the name of the Lord.
Now the people na Israel when at the church same way so.
They said, we don't want you again.
Then say, we don't want for let you rule over we again.
Amen.
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 They say what? We don't want you again.
Wait in and say, we don't want to let you rule over we again.
We don't want your rule.
We don't want for let you control we again.
We don't want your government.
We don't want let government over we again.
Don't even bother coming back.
No bother for come back home.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Jesus told this parable. I didn't tell it.
Now Jesus says talk this parable. Not for me talk at all.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We do not want this man to rule over us.
We don't want this man to come over we.
Now, how would a Christian tell Jesus Christ, we don't want you to rule over us?
How Christian can tell Jesus say, I don't want to let you rule over me?
Amen.
Amen.
In church we sing it, He is Lord.
Not church, He is Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But here, Jesus said that his own citizens.
But yes, so Jesus said, in your young country people, them.
They wrote him a letter.
They write letter to him.
They sent a message to him.
They sent a messenger to him.
Don't bother.
No bother.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are okay.
We all right.
We can handle ourselves.
We can handle ourselves.
We can take care of things.
We can arrange things for ourselves.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't bother coming back.
No bother for come back home.
Amen.
Amen.
In fact, if you try to come back.
In fact, if you try for return.
We have already locked the door.
We don't lock the door already.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
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 Paul said that before the Lord returns.
Paul said before the Lord come back.
Now all of us agree that the Lord is about to return.
We all agree say the Lord they come back just now.
Right? The signs are everywhere.
The signs in the outside.
Amen.
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 And there is a revolt.
And most of man don't make rebel against God. They don't grieve for God again.
There is a rebellion.
They don't make rebel against God.
By the citizens.
Now the people, the country people are incessant.
Hallelujah.
Don't do that.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, we'll go back to the story that we read initially.
We then go back to the story where we read first.
The king was outside.
The king in Denado.
He had to flee the kingdom.
He been get from run away, come out sleeping in the kingdom.
Amen.
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 Now, you know the story very well.
Una sabi the story good, good.
David, the king.
David, when I been king.
He had a son.
He been get one to king, Bobo.
His name was Absalom.
The Bobo be named Absalom.
Amen.
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 Now, Absalom was a very handsome young man.
Absalom, now be Bobo when he find bad.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Absalom comes out on TV.
When Absalom comes out on TV.
He wears a tricky suit.
Where he go wear tricky suit.
White suit.
White suit.
White shirt.
White shirt.
White tie.
White tie.
White shoes.
White shoes.
He has gold rings on his finger.
He gets gold ring on his finger.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's the very image of success.
When you see him so, you know that he's a better man. Now you see so.
Have you seen Absalom on TV before?
You don't want to see Absalom on TV before?
Oh yes, I have seen him.
Yeah, I don't see him.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Absalom speaks.
When Absalom talks.
Oh my. You see, that's the man we want.
You go tell yourself, now this man we want.
Amen.
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 Now, Absalom was so handsome.
Absalom be fine, see?
You know, the Bible says that once in a year he will cut his hair.
The Bible says, one day he will cut his hair.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I was reading the scripture sometime.
I've been reading the Bible sometime.
And they say, you know, that the hair was, you know, weighing how many shekels now?
Oh my.
Praise the name of the Lord.
The Bible
Hallelujah.
Was how in here when they cut my head, almost in a way, it be boku.
I used to wonder
like a sheep.
How somebody's hair will weigh so much.
I can wonder.
Now, I was doing some little research.
I've been there, find out small, small things.
Amen. You know what I found out? That it wasn't the weight of the hair.
Not of the, almost, yeah.
It was after the cost of the hair.
Now, how they been there, people here, I didn't get value.
Amen. That the chicken was the cost people paid to buy his hair.
The thing was that now waiting people they be ready for pay the money for buy that ear day.
Amen. Are we together?
Yeah.
It became a relic in Israel.
People them in Israel.
This is genuine Absalom hair.
Genuine Absalom here.
I got it direct from his Baba.
He was
selling his hair.
If he didn't sell them.
Now I don't know whether it was him or his Baba.
Me, I don't know whether na he or his Baba.
But somebody was making a lot of money from Absalom's hair.
But what him they make boku money when they sell Absalom here.
So there was a big Absalom cult, personality cult in Israel.
So Israel, they may get cult when Absalom they yai in the pandemic then they worship him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Absalom had a plan in his heart.
But putting Absalom in his plan, he gets a
Amen.
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 Amen. He was interested in the throne of David.
What he yai in the plan, he busy for what take his papa in throne.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But he didn't tell anybody that initially.
He not tell nobody one day that day at all.
Amen.
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 What did Absalom do?
What did Absalom do?
Amen.
Amen.
Now Absalom went and made a throne.
Absalom he go make throne.
I'm sure he must have designed it to look a little like the throne of David.
I sure think we don't make him fever in Papa David in kind.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he went to the gate of the palace.
And he go to the palace that now outside the king's trap.
Amen.
In gate.
And he set up his throne before at the entrance of the gate.
He make him throne gate. Now front the shelter in Papa trap.
Amen.
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 So before you see David.
So before you come for God see King David.
Absalom will hijack you.
Absalom will not come.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey,
brother, how are you?
Hey brother, how you doing?
God bless you.
God bless you.
What is your name?
What is your name?
What is your problem?
What is your name?
Where do you come from?
Where you come out?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will hug you, he will kiss you.
He go grip you, you fine.
Bless you.
Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Absalom was very nice.
Absalom na be nice man.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is your problem?
What are you?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Absalom showed interest in the people's problems.
Absalom, he be fishing for people the wala.
But there was one peculiar thing about Absalom.
But one thing is strange about Absalom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Absalom never rebuked anybody.
Absalom, nobody tell nobody say they do bad at all.
Amen.
Amen.
He never told them, your matter, you are wrong.
Not tell nobody, say this thing when you do so, you wrong, you not fine.
This thing you're doing is not right.
That thing the way they do so, you not fine at all.
He would always tell them.
All time, what did they tell them?
Your case is always good.
This case is a fine thing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Absalom never spoke about the soul.
One day Absalom not talk about supporting his soul.
Amen.
Amen.
He was always talking about prosperity.
All what you mean this thing, but now I go gently now. Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
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 If a man was beating his wife.
If man mean a beating wife.
He said, I'm sure that woman is really a terrible woman.
He would say, I sure say this woman is so bad wife, not bad woman this.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Absalom told the people what they wanted to hear.
Absalom, now waiting people 1 year, now they tell them no more.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So said, people say, oh, we love to hear Absalom's message.
People say, but we left for Yehu Absalom, they talk.
Absalom spoke great swelling words.
If they talk big, fat, fat words then.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your God is a good God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants you to prosper.
God wants to let you get money.
Today is the day of your promotion.
Today is the day when you come up.
Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody is going to be blessed here somewhere.
Somebody is going to be blessed here right now sometime.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what Absalom was doing?
You don't know what Absalom did do?
Absalom was stealing the hearts.
He did cheat people at for Kankam, Kankam, Banam.
Because of Absalom,
Because of Absalom,
men could no longer endure sound doctrine.
People, they're not able to not suffer for hearing true word again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They wanted someone to tell them nice things.
They want nobody person can tell them what in a yes word.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something had happened.
Something not happened.
The heart of the men of Israel. Had now turned to Absalom.
Don't turn the look Absalom now.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says he stole their heart.
The Bible says it thief people their heart.
You know what it means to steal? When you take something that does not belong to you.
Now when you take something when not so you get them.
Amen.
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 There is a place in the heart of man.
One side there inside mortal man
inside your soul.
Inside your soul
that is reserved for the Lord.
When a God no more is there for.
No man can take that place.
No mortal man not for go inside it.
Amen.
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 The true ministry that God sends.
The real ministry where God is they send.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Teaches you.
It teach you
and helps you.
It help you
to come into a relationship with God.
So make you and God get
one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It brings you to Christ.
It tell you go near Christ.
Just like John the Baptist.
Just like John the Baptist.
He said, behold the Lamb.
It said, you are on a look in sheep the king.
Amen.
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 The Lord is the center of attention.
The Lord na in at the main thing what we yay for the bank.
Not man.
Not a mortal man.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this matter was brewing.
But this thing you saw, if it did boil.
Something was working.
Something in the happen.
Absalom was bidding his time.
Absalom, if it did arrange himself, if it fix himself up.
Amen.
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 You see, we need to understand.
We understand it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That what is happening now.
Say, what can it be now?
Amen.
Amen.
It's not a matter of one church or one group or the other group.
This is not a talk of one church, one group, this other group.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a matter of rebellion.
Now that people that act don't turn against God.
Now how does a man's heart turn against God?
How much am I asking turn against God?
I'm going to tell you two stories from the Bible.
And I can't tell now two stories in the Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the first story I will tell.
The first story.
Is Israel at Mount Sinai.
Now Israel, where he been there, now that mountain where they call Sinai.
Amen.
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 Now Sinai represents Pentecost.
Sinai, it means Pentecost.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now God brought Israel out of Egypt.
God bring Israel come out na Egypt.
He saved them from Egypt.
He saved them come out na Egypt.
They were born again.
Then we don't accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of the life.
Amen.
Amen.
But God had an appointment with them at Mount Sinai.
But God been get meeting with them na mountain where they call Sinai.
He wanted to make a covenant with them.
If we want he and them for make agreement.
Amen.
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 Now at Sinai.
Na Sinai.
God told Moses.
God tell Moses.
Now Moses here is a type of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Moses fever like a Jesus when I be Lord.
He said, come up the mountain.
He said, come up the mountain.
And I will give you a law for this people.
I will give you love. For
Amen.
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 Just like our Lord Jesus has returned.
Just like how we Lord Jesus don't come back.
Something began to happen again.
Something became being.
This mystery rose up again.
This same thing when yeah, ain't no even understand.
There is something back. In the heart of man.
Something inside mortal man heart.
That is rebellious.
We know what you know what he wants what he wants.
God has to address it.
God, they put finger there.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Immediately Moses left.
When Moses left,
stayed for a while.
It takes small time.
This mystery began to rise up in the camp.
This thing where Moses man will understand, he grabbed back.
Some of the leaders of Israel.
Some of the Israel leader them.
Gathered around Aaron.
Then gathered around Aaron when I've been a priest.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I said, Aaron, make us gods.
They tell Aaron, come make God for me.
Amen.
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 Make us gods.
Make God for me.
He said, ask for this man Moses.
As for this man they call Moses.
Who saved us and brought us out of Egypt.
Who saved we and put we come on at Egypt.
We don't know what has become of him.
We not sabi waiting on Beethoven.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was rebellion in the camp.
Then don't begin rebel now the camp.
Peter said that the men ordained unto condemnation of old.
Peter said, demand them, they don't fix them. For let them unto condemnation.
Yes, yes. He said that they deny the Lord that saved them.
They deny God. We pull them by that wall away them in the pan.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now something peculiar happened there.
Something with strange beings. Strange beings.
Amen.
Amen.
Aaron is a type.
Aaron fever.
Of the present ministry in the church.
A fever waiting God to do the ministry when they inside the church.
Amen.
Amen.
They say, make us gods.
He said, make God for me.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell us the kind of things we want to hear.
Tell me what we want to hear.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Aaron obliged them.
And Aaron didn't do what they want.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are two kinds of ministries today in the church.
Now two kinds ministry then at the church.
One is a people oriented ministry.
One now ministry where them busy normal where the people want elect.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They sense what the people want to hear.
Then they know what the people want to hear this thing.
They sense what people like.
They know what the people they like.
And they give it to them.
And I know they give them.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Moses said something to them.
So Moses tell them something.
He said, the golden earrings in your ears.
The gold earrings on your ears.
Give them to me.
Bring and come to me.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It may sound meaningless to you.
It will give nothing to you.
But golden earrings have spiritual meaning in the word of God.
But gold earrings get spiritual meaning now God in word.
Amen.
Amen.
Somewhere in the book of Proverbs.
Somewhere inside Proverbs.
Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 25 verse 12.
Proverbs chapter 25 verse 12.
The Bible says.
The Bible says.
As a wise reprover.
As somebody with a sense, where they bring correction.
Upon an obedient ear.
Where they bring correction to yes, where the yearly word.
So are golden earrings.
Now, so same way, gold earring.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It means that when you have the ability to receive sound doctrine.
It means that when you able for let them tell you to wear solid
to receive correction
and for let you yearly correction
and to hear God
and for yearly God
then you have golden earrings upon your ears.
Then that means they now gold earrings when I hear.
Do not surrender it to any man.
Not give that gold earring to nobody.
You must hear God for yourself.
You self for yearly God for you self.
Amen.
Amen.
We operate in a system.
The kind system where we operate man.
Where Christians are taught.
Then they teach Christians and say.
that they cannot hear God.
Then the teacher say, "Una no go even hear God."
A pastor has to hear God for you.
Na pastor for hear God first for you.
Amen.
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 Paul said to the Corinthians.
Paul said to the people in Corinthians.
He said, "We do not have dominion over your faith."
He said, "We no get power over our faith."
But we are helpers of your faith.
But we they can help on our faith.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now the moment your golden earrings are taken from you.
The moment they take your golden earrings from you.
You will believe any lie.
Anybody can fool you if they take.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now sometimes I wonder why Christians believe the garbage that comes out from the pulpit.
Sometimes they are in a wonder what even Christians can believe all kind of nonsense talk when they talk from the pulpit.
It's because they have surrendered their golden earrings.
What they do? They don't give their gold earrings away.
If you remember Genesis chapter 24.
If you remember Genesis 24.
When Abraham's servant went to look for a bride for Isaac.
When Abraham's servant go for go look for Yahweh for Isaac.
The moment the young lady responded to him.
The moment that young lady grieved for him.
The first thing he did was to put earrings on her ear.
The first thing he do, he put earrings on her ear.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the mark of the bride.
Then the mark say you Nadia.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice."
Jesus said, "My sheep they hear my voice."
They will not listen to the voice of another.
They not gonna listen no other copy your voice.
Amen.
Amen.
They will not be overtaken by the spirit of rebellion.
They not gonna allow the rebel spirit for can drag them go.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why this was going on? When Aaron had made a golden calf.
When Aaron don't make that gold calf.
Amen.
Amen.
Denomination is a golden calf.
When we depend denomination, now gold calf food.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
It is something that came out of the heart of man.
Denomination. Now inside mortal man article mortal.
It's a product of rebellion.
Now where that for tell for make rebel against God.
It is a product of the wishes of the people.
Now place that day where people say now in be.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we're living in the last church age.
Now the last church age we did so.
The church of Laodicea.
That church where we then in Laodicea.
You know what Laodicea means?
Una sabu wetin Laodicea mean?
Amen.
Amen.
It means the wishes of the people.
It means what the people want.
The choice of the people.
What the people choose.
The desire of the people.
What the people look for.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is the spirit that is dominating the church at this time.
Now that spirit they rule over the church today.
Amen.
Amen.
Aaron said the people wanted other gods. I gave them other gods.
Aaron said the people that we want other gods. Now you give them the gods.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I will tell you what happened before I go to the next story.
So I can't tell you what happened before I go to the next story.
Amen.
Amen.
Because rebellion will not always continue.
Because rebel life is not going to continue to go.
The Lord spoke to Moses.
God talked to Moses.
He said, "Your people whom you brought out."
He said, your people that were pulled from Egypt.
Amen.
Amen.
They have turned away.
Then don't turn them back.
They have left the way.
Then don't left the road.
Amen.
Amen.
Now Moses came down.
Moses came down
and saw what was going on.
And he see what he mean to be.
You know what he did?
When I know what he do?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He stood at the door of the camp.
He stood up na the camp the most.
Amen.
Amen.
He refused to go inside.
He don't agree go inside.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, "Whoever in this place is on the Lord's side."
He said, "Who touch no more na this place that day for God."
Let him come out unto me.
Make him come out to meet me na doya.
Amen.
There was a segregation there.
Difference been dead, line to go.
There was a separation there.
Yeah.
Then separation can't say this.
Each individual had to make a choice.
Everybody for making your own choice.
Do I continue with this rebellion?
I will continue and turn rebel from God.
Or do I stand with the Lord?
Or I will turn to God and sing up to God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, what was going on in that camp?
What do you mean a bee inside that camp?
Was actually a religious feast.
Now the religious feast, then they mean they do.
The people said tomorrow is a feast unto the Lord.
The people they said tomorrow we get for make a feast for God.
You could be having a feast.
you can get it.
But which Lord?
But who does not the Lord?
Amen.
Amen.
Now there was something very strange that Moses did.
Something strange when Moses did.
After 3,000 men had been killed that day.
After they don't kill 3,000 men that day.
Moses took the golden calf.
Moses took that calf where they make.
Beat it into powder.
He beat it into powder.
Poured it into the water.
He turned on the water.
And forced the leaders of Israel to drink it.
And he forced Israel, them big man, they let them drink that water.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that disturbed me for a long time.
That thing they make a torment for some time.
One day I was looking through the book of Numbers chapter 5.
One day I began look inside Numbers chapter 5.
Amen.
Amen.
And God began to speak about the waters of jealousy.
And God began to talk about that water, when a jealousy water.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, when a husband suspects that the wife has been unfaithful.
He said, when man catch up say in wife, they can bend their life.
He will bring the woman before the elders.
He will bring the woman come before the headman them.
He said, this woman, I suspect her, she has been unfaithful.
I suspect this woman is not a worker trait with me.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the priest will write out the laws on the
then
on the board.
The priest will write the law them now on board.
Use water and wash it out.
He go use water, he wash the bowl.
Put the water inside the bowl.
He put the water inside the bowl.
And give to the woman to drink.
They give the woman, say, drink this water.
Amen.
Amen.
The woman will say.
The woman will say.
If I have been unfaithful.
If I don't water bad with you.
Amen.
Amen.
When I drink this water.
As I drink this water so.
This water will cause my bowels to rot.
This water will make me inside the belly rotting.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the woman will die.
Then the woman will die.
But if I have been faithful.
If I want to treat with you.
This water will make me to conceive seed.
This water will make I will born picking.
Amen.
Amen.
And I will be fruitful.
And I go the best.
Amen.
Amen.
The word that you hear today.
This one we hear today
is the water of jealousy.
Now water, jealousy water.
Amen.
Amen.
God has an issue with his church.
God gets problem with his church.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The root of rebellion. This
real.
Sorry?
This root of rebellion.
This root, yeah. When a rebel root.
What is at the bottom of it?
What is there underneath?
In the days of Samuel in Israel.
The time when Samuel been there in Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
The people rose up one day.
The people then stand up one day.
And said.
Then they say.
Samuel. Make us a king.
Can't make king for we.
We have looked at other nations.
We don't look at other nations.
We like the way they handle their affairs.
We like how they manage their affairs.
They have a big boss man at the top.
They get boss man when they're up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who controls everything.
When they control all things.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We want to be like that.
Now, so we have one fever.
Now, Samuel was grieved in his heart.
This thing mourned at Samuel, like this I had.
And he went to the Lord.
And he go to God.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said something very, very significant.
God said something important.
And I want you to note it.
And I want you to take note of it.
This is the foundation of the matter.
Now this, now the main mentor.
He said, they have not rejected you.
He said, not to you, they not grieve for you.
They have rejected me.
Now me, they no one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you reject God's way.
When you not grieve for God in your way.
When you reject God's order.
When you not grieve for how God in one thing for God.
You are also rejecting God.
You not want God in sex at all.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a rebellion.
Now rebel. Like.
You are saying, I want to have my own way.
What did they say? Now what do you mean what? Now I want.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Samuel came and he told them what the Lord said.
Samuel came and told them what God said.
He said, let me warn you about the way of this king that you are chosen.
He said, make a warn you now, but this king you are so on as deciding now I want.
It's not going to be an easy way.
Not so easy thing is so.
He will take your sons.
He will get for people and pick them.
He will make them his servants.
He will make them for servants.
He will take your daughters.
He will take them and get pick them.
He will make them his maids.
He will take them for them and
he will take a tenth of your increase, your harvest.
He will take one tenth of metal and
a tenth of your wine.
one set of una wine them.
And he will make them his own.
And go make them sin and get them.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He warned them. But they still said, we want it.
But still yet they say, now this we want.
Amen.
Amen.
God will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen. God will give you what you ask to look for.
Make sure you are desiring the right thing.
But you make sure that what you want now waiting now the right thing.
Because you will surely get it.
Because that thing the way you ask for, you will get it.
If you hunger and thirst after righteousness.
If the righteousness you will run for, you have
surely you will be filled.
You will get a man.
Amen.
If you seek
Amen.
After rebellion,
if now for turn rebel against God, you depend.
You will be filled with rebellion.
You will get a man.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They said we still want a king.
They still say we want king.
You know what God did?
When I know what God do?
God went into their hearts.
God go inside their hearts.
Saw exactly the picture of the king that was in their hearts.
He watched what in their hearts be what the kind king how he for son.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he gave it to them.
And I saw him make the king way deep.
So they got a king who was head and shoulders taller than all of them.
They get king where they head they up in shoulder they up above the all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saul started with the king's agenda.
Saul begin with the king's work.
Eventually, he ended up with his own agenda.
But when it is finally done, now waiting in once, now it is finally done.
Amen.
Amen.
We are living in a system today in the church.
The system where we today inside today at the church.
Where we have left God's agenda.
We don't left waiting God in once.
And we have taken our own agenda.
Now waiting we want now they do now.
Amen.
Amen.
It is good to begin well.
Now find thing for start final.
But it is better to end well.
But the best thing now for done fine.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The day God gave Israel a king.
That day when God gave Israel a king.
He said something very peculiar. They did not notice it.
He told them something was strange and they don't pick himself with it up.
He said, behold your king.
He said, yeah, una look una king una son
awa. Whom you have chosen.
Born and don't choose
whom you have desired.
When I own a son, I want.
Amen.
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 That was not God's choice.
Not of God being choose the king.
Amen.
Amen.
God said in Hosea, he said, they made kings, I didn't know about it.
God talked now Hosea, he said, they made kings, I don't know about that thing.
They chose princes, I was not aware of it.
They choose princes, then, where I don't know them.
He said, in my anger, I gave you a king.
Where I vexed.
In my wrath, I took him away.
When it is more than me, I take and come out.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, what are we saying?
Brother and sister, they're waiting with the talk here.
The church has left the way of the Lord.
The church don't left God in hope.
We are operating on human ideas.
Now waiting with mortal man sense, tell me now they do now.
According to the whims and the caprices of men.
According to what a man feels for he also feeling and how he wants to think.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we have pastors today.
How do we get pastors today?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now if you're a pastor here.
If pastor here.
I want to give you a little assignment.
Me, I want to give you small homework.
Take your time, go through the scriptures.
Take your time, pass through the scripture.
Amen.
Amen.
I can give you a few scriptures here.
I will give you two three scriptures now.
But throughout the whole of the New Testament.
But all throughout New Testament.
Yes. When the Bible talks about leadership in the local assembly.
When Bible they talk about leadership inside small group of people.
It is always plural.
Now that now plenty of people in the top of.
Amen.
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 See if any of you is sick.
If any pound are not well.
You say go and call your pastor, right?
No.
Go and call your pastor.
No.
Is that what your Bible says?
No.
Go and call your pastor. Let him pray for you.
Go call your pastor. Let him pray for you.
What did he say?
What did he say?
Call the elders of the
call
church.
Call the one them way na the admander na the church.
And let them pray.
and make them come free.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I could give you a few scriptures there.
I will give you two three more scriptures.
Acts chapter 14, verse 23.
Acts chapter 14, verse 23.
When Paul was leaving, he called the elders of the church in Ephesus.
When Paul began to go, he called the elders in the church within Ephesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Acts 14, 23. Acts 20, 17.
Acts 14, 23, 20.
Acts 20, 2017.
Titus 1:5.
James 5:14.
James 5:14.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Without exception.
He not put anyone way for jump that Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's order for leadership in a local assembly is a plural leadership.
God in your way when you put for the our church for operate now that's not a one grain person no more.
Amen.
Amen.
So God told his children of Israel in choosing a king, if you look at 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 7, he said you have rejected your God.
So as in they choose king, look at 1 Samuel Chapter 8, verse 7.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have rejected your God.
You don't have your God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the plan of God.
God in plan
is that Christ is the head over all things to the church, which is his body.
Now that Christ, now the head man, over all things, and where the church now in body.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is something in man.
But something is a mortal man.
Which wants to rule over other men.
Well, one for controlling copy mortal man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is a challenge in the church today.
And at this are the first inside the church today.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
There is a battle going on.
First the gun.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is a war going on.
Yeah. War day on.
It is the war about who is sit on that throne.
The one na that who that go sit down, na that sit down.
Amen.
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 There is a secret agenda at work in the church today.
Secret plan they go on na the church today.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we're trying to put these things as plainly as possible.
Brother and sister, them with a try for make this thing clear and plain for love you understand.
Amen.
Amen.
On one side is the headship of man.
One part, na mortal man, na head man.
And we're trying to say that from the scripture, that is a rebellion.
And we try for telling ourselves from the Bible, that one day, na rebel life against God.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, it's not a new thing.
Not as today begin.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There was an original rebellion.
First, rebel business did not take place.
There was an archangel, a cherub that God made.
One angel where God just made.
And he said, I will have my own kingdom.
And he said, I will get me your kingdom.
I will be in charge here.
Now me go take control of this.
Amen.
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 And God said, you will not.
Then God said, you no go be.
You have to get out.
So that means he will come out here.
Amen.
Amen.
And this spirit has been at work.
And this spirit is done the work.
Spreading this message of rebellion.
It done spread this message for the man to rebel against God.
Enticing men to begin to live and act independently of God.
It a drum of a man corny way so that they go do the way God no let.
And this thing has come into the church.
And this thing don't come inside the church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the present arrangement that we have in the church today.
So today, what's in the church they plan?
Is a consequence.
Now, as a result of
man receiving the same life.
The result that because man they receive that same lighting.
Hallelujah.
The enemy.
Amen.
Amen.
So the reference, the position that Christ ought to have in the souls of men.
So that position where Christ won't get his mortal man soul
is now being occupied by pastors and general overseers.
Now pastor then sit down there. General overseer na dey sit down there.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God will judge that situation.
God will punish that thing the way they be so.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a position that we have to take.
Now we get for take. We get for take some certain place by this thing in Turkey.
The king has to be brought back to his rightful position.
Therefore, bring the king back. Now, outside the king supports for rule.
Amen.
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 Do you notice something about David?
When I teach up something about David.
Now, David will not return until the people invited him.
David, no grief for turn back, can't take in rule. But tell the people and grief say yes, we want you.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Are we together?
Amen.
Absalom was dead.
Absalom, we don't die.
But Israel had to invite him, come and
but
come.
But Israel, for grief, say, David will want you for come back.
He will not force himself back.
He didn't force himself by the people.
All that he did.
All what he do
was to send ministers.
Now that he sent people that will go before.
Messengers.
When na messenger then?
He sent them to the people of Judah.
He sent them go meet Judah people then.
He said, why are you the last to speak a word about bringing the king back?
He said, wait to me down and the last people then for talk say, yes, let the king come back.
Hallelujah. Brethren, the king must be brought back into our lives.
Brother, sister, the king will return back now we life them.
Man, my will has to be dethroned.
Within me once, we for let it for don't go down.
The spirit of Absalom within me.
Amen.
That wants to rule must be dethroned.
That spirit where Absalom gets, where it will walk inside me, and for if and down.
The king is waiting for you to invite him to return.
The king will wait, let you call him for kindness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To sit in his rightful place again.
For the down and throne where he gets.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is interested in every aspect of my life.
The Lord busy, but all things will concern me life.
If you give him an opportunity.
If you give a chance.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He can tell you what to do about every aspect of your life.
He can tell you what things will do, but all things but your life.
The same thing in your family.
Now the same thing but your family.
The same thing in your business.
Now the same thing but your business.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He won't come in until you invite him.
He not go pass kind of pass so day you invite and say come inside.
The same thing in your local church.
Now the same thing but your church where you do.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you will but step aside.
If you grieve for commot na the road,
the king will return back to his house.
The king will come inside back.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's so much that we could be talking about today.
We can talk for good today.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it's important that we understand this.
But it's important that we understand this.
There is a great rebellion going on.
Say, baby, rebel life. Against God, the being.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, every group.
Every group.
Is a product of man's ideas.
Every group, it will come out as a result of waiting what a man don't put inside the head for things.
Amen.
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 So, as many men with different ideas, so there are many groups.
So, as Pokemon then been at the world, when they get different kind of thinking, now so you get different group then.
It is not God's intention to bring all of them together.
Not of God, it's going to mean, say, it don't really mean that for join them all, bring them back together.
It is God's intention to destroy all.
What did God mean, now for scatter and dwell them all?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, I will build my church.
Jesus said, now me will build me church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The ministry you are getting, the word you are hearing.
This word, when you hear it so.
Is to encourage you to make an invitation today.
Now for coax you, let you go grieve for open and invite Jesus to come.
And invite the king back to his kingdom.
And make the king come sit down back nine freedom plates for wool.
Amen.
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 The king must be brought back to his place.
The king must come back inside his place.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to end up by telling you just one more story. A man called Jeroboam.
I want done with one story what they can tell now. One man they call Jeroboam.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Time will not permit me to read there.
But
let me tell you a little about him.
But I want to on a small button.
Jeroboam was one of the biggest tragedies in the whole of scripture.
Jeroboam, now one of the big solid story.
It was a man whom God gave so much promises.
Now that man where God gave beaucoup promises.
Almost the same promises he gave to David.
The same kind of promises that he gave David.
Amen.
Amen.
To establish his house.
For make he can build his house.
If he will walk in the way of the Lord.
If he grieve for what our God tell him.
But Jeroboam had one problem.
But Jeroboam get one problem.
He had a very strong personal agenda.
He gets strong. Plan for union what he wants.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he began to worry in his mind.
He began to worry inside.
Because Israel had to go to Jerusalem to keep the feast.
Because Israel they been get for go to Jerusalem for go keep the feast.
They had to go to Jerusalem to worship in the temple.
For go worship at the temple.
So Jeroboam began to be afraid.
So Jeroboam he began afraid now.
If these people continue to go up.
If the people they are continuing for the going at Jerusalem,
their hearts will soon return to the house of David.
Jesus, no, their hearts will turn to David in hope,
and they will throw me out.
And they will can't get me, say they don't want me again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do I protect my kingdom?
How I will protect waiting, me rule and me reign, me kingdom.
The Bible says he took counsel.
He go take advice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that he took counsel from the doctrines of devils.
He go take advice from the devil in your teaching.
What did he do?
What did he do?
He made a substitute.
He made sin way for take the place.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now religion is that substitute.
Religion, that is the word they use for take God place.
God wants man to come to him personally.
God wants more than man to come to him one to one.
He wants you to have a living relationship with him.
He wants waiting you and in get that party relationship, make him stay alive.
Religion wants you to dwell in rituals and
ceremonies. But religion, what do you want?
So
make you just feel saying you do the thing no more, cover up.
Amen.
Amen.
Monday choir practice.
Monday you go choir practice.
Tuesday deliverance service.
Tuesday you go deliverance service.
Wednesday miracle service.
Wednesday you go miracle service.
Thursday breakthrough service.
Thursday you go breakthrough service.
Friday prosperity service.
Friday you go for prosperity for let better follow you.
Saturday earthquake service.
Saturday for let the earthquake be let the world shake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he set one idol in Dan, the other one in Beersheba.
So he makes sure say he put idol still for worship. One and one place they call Dan, the other one now
Beersheba. He said, it is too high to go up to Jerusalem.
He begins to tell people, they will not go there for going to Jerusalem.
Sometimes people tell us that this thing you're talking is not impossible. It's not possible.
Sometimes the people like tell you, say, they tell all men and they talk, it's not possible. It's not very good.
It is, you are talking something too spiritual. It's not, you can't.
This thing is too high and spiritual. It will not go very good. You are smart man.
Let us stay with this thing we are doing here.
You are still here. Think not there for beginning this thing, but smart one.
Amen.
Amen.
Jeroboam was trying to protect his kingdom.
Yeah.
Jeroboam is a try for protect in kingdom.
At the cost of the people's relationship with God.
And he not been busy, but how the people and God be the worker.
He was prepared to cut them off from God.
He been greedy already for cut them, made them and God not get.
As long as they were loyal to him.
Once then they be enemy no more.
As long as they stayed under his control.
Once then grief will not control them.
It became a sin in Israel.
Then that thing they can turn big thing in Israel.
Amen.
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 But the Lord is returning back.
But God, they come back.
He is inviting his people.
He is inviting people them.
There is a call going out from the Lord today to his
God, the Allah, they call me today.
You need to disconnect yourself.
You need to cut off the link
from every,
and disconnect yourself.
Every arrangement.
From all the arrangements.
Every religious arrangement.
Any religion where you do.
That no longer represents the interest of God today.
Why not of God interest you be sick today?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not interested in organizations.
God not pissing but organization or then group them.
He's not calling you to this assembly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's calling you to himself.
And they call you for the
richer. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man is not the head of the church.
Not a man, not of God in the not of the earth, but man from God in church.
Christ is head of the church.
Now Jesus Christ na is man for in church.
He is head of the body.
Now he is man for in body.
And Christ and man cannot be head at the same time.
And not a man and Christ not of be a man the same time.
Let me close with this.
Make a done with this stop with this wire.
The problem the church has today.
Today the problem with the church there.
Our concept of leadership is political.
Now we add the world they think but our people for lead in a church. Now they can out them politician and they think.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That's why we fight for it.
Now that make we fight for power.
That's why we can kill for it.
Now that make we can kill persons there for that.
Jesus said politicians they rule over the people with force.
He said that politicians and they rule over people there with power.
He said but with you it must not be so.
He said but among una not so safe for them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The leader here is one who serves.
The one where they lead now, yeah. Now the one where they bottom, they put himself under.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's all about service.
All people do we talk to now for serve people.
Authority flows from the head.
Power they come up from up the head.
Amen.
Amen.
A leader is basically a channel.
The one when a leader, not just like a road.
Through which this authority flows.
Inside this power, they will run down camp.
It does not emanate from man.
Not a mortal man, it will come up from.
When authority begins to emanate from man.
When authority, power begins to come up from mortal man.
It begins to work contrary to the purpose of God.
That thing that they begin making work out. Opposite to what God wants.
And this is the spirit of rebellion we're talking
and
about.
And then a rebel spirit what they talk about.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray, my brethren.
Brother and sister, and I pray.
That you will pray about these things that you're hearing.
Say you will go and you really go pray for this thing you're hearing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God feels very strongly about it.
Because God is a feeling like that he acts for this thing. Here.
We're talking about the church, the bride of Christ.
When they talk for the church, Christ in Yahweh.
You wouldn't want any man tampering with your wife.
You not go grieve for let nobody mess around you with.
The Lord will not tolerate it himself.
And that's so God said not go tolerate standing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the king returns.
When the king come back.
He judged rebellion.
He punished rebel behavior.
The church is at the threshold of judgment.
The church done the near. For then they can punish them.
You need to make sure you are not on the wrong side.
Make sure say you're not in at that wrong side.
God bless you.
Let God bless you now.
Amen.